Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
As you've probably been hearing this morning, the government plans to ban XL bullies later this year following a series of high-profile dog attacks. Current owners will be exempt from the ban as long as they adhere to strict conditions. Well, for more, I'm joined by James Madden, veterinary officer with Leitrim County Council, and also Martina Kenny from My Lovely Horse Rescue. So, James, these restrictions, as they've been outlined, and they're going to be officially announced later today, do you think they're going to work?
Good morning, Claire. Yes, I do. I think they will work. I think it's going to be a challenge. I don't think it's going to be easy, but I think these restrictions are fair and appropriate in the circumstances. And given the, I suppose, the level of danger to the public posed by this type of dog. And also, I think the fact that the UK and Northern Ireland have moved in the same direction and introduced the same restrictions, I think it was inevitable that Ireland would move in this direction also and introduce similar restrictions.
So let's have a look at what we know about this. So from the 1st of October, there'll be a ban on breeding, rehoming, reselling and importing. So you'll still be allowed to have one on October the 1st. But on the 1st of February, there will be a ban on owning them. So what happens to all of the XL bullies in the country at that point?
Okay, fair question. So on the 1st of October, as you say, no more breeding, no more importation, no more sale or transfer. Existing owners will be in the position to apply for a certificate of exemption to their local authority. And if they're granted the certificate of exemption, they will be allowed to keep that dog and they must apply before the 1st of February 2025.
So how would you get one of those certificates and will they be hard to come by?
So you will have to make an application. There will be a fee. You must prove that your dog has been microchipped and has been neutered. You must have a certificate from the vet saying that it's been neutered. You must have a certificate of microchipping. You must have a short, strong lead and a muzzle. You must undertake to keep your dog under effectual control in a public place and always have a muzzle on your dog, a secure muzzle in a public place. In addition, your premises must be escape-proof. You must have a garden or a place where your dog cannot escape from. That they are going to be the main condition. There may be other conditions. We have looked closely at what the certificate of exemption will include, but we will go public with this in time before the 1st of October, and we will bring clarification to exactly what is required for certificate of exemption.
So will it be the dog wardens then that will be doing the premises inspection and all of those other things you've outlined in order to grant that certificate of exemption?
At the moment, that's how it seems. There will be dog warden. The dog wardens will be backed up by the Gardaí as necessary, as is the case at the moment. And it'll be enforced by the local authorities, as currently with all dog-related legislation.
And do you know, James, what will happen after the 1st of February if an unlicensed dog or a dog without a certificate of exemption is found in a premises or if somebody has one? What will happen to that dog then?
OK, so that dog will be subject to being seized by the local authority. It will be put in kennels. The owner will obviously be in a position to appeal that seizure. He may apply to the courts. He may appeal to the courts, but that dog will be subject to seizure and euthanasia by the local authority, unless the owner makes a successful application for to the courts in some way. Maybe it's a case of force majeure, for example.
Right. So the intention ultimately is that there won't be any XL bullies in Ireland once the ones we have here have reached the end of their natural life or they've been seized in the circumstances that you've just outlined for us.
Yeah, that's the intention. The intention, first of all, is to stop the numbers increasing. We know that since the ban was introduced in the UK, that the number of XL bullies in Ireland has been increasing. We know that more are being imported. We know they're being bred. We know numbers are escalating over the last couple of years. They're a highly popular breed. For a number of reasons, they're being promoted through social media and so on, and they just seem to be popular. We want to stabilise the numbers, and then over time the numbers will decrease as those dogs reach the end of their natural lives.
And you know that people say this isn't going to eliminate the XL bully at all, it's just going to push the trade underground. Are they well founded, those fears?
Well, you know, there is, I suppose, a black market in everything, and there is a black market in dogs and will continue to be. Our intention is to enforce this, enforce it rigorously. The Gardaí will also back up the dog warding service in relation to this. And certainly we'll see where it goes. But mm-hmm. the intention is for rigorous enforcement, and that black market will be minimised.
Now, the dog wardens will need the guards because there aren't enough dog wardens in the country. We know that.
Yeah, we know that. We've 62 full-time equivalent dog wardens in Ireland. We know we've a population of approximately 600,000 dogs. So it gives a ratio of 10,000 dogs per dog warden in Ireland. It's actually one of the highest ratios in the OECD. We really need to recruit more dog wardens. There was a pledge from the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach back in 2023 that there would be an extra 40 dog wardens recruited. We hope to see those 40 dog wardens on the ground in the near future.
Okay, so that recruitment is underway, is it?
Well, it's not underway at the moment.
Okay.
It's under discussion. And they haven't been recruited yet.
All right, but they're needed, particularly once this comes into force, because you know that is a huge job of work now to issue those certificates if they're needed, or to seize the dogs if they don't have the certificate after the 1st of February. I'm going to bring in Martina now, Martina Kenny from My Lovely Horse Rescue. Martina, thanks for joining us. So you've heard James there outlining how this might work. What do you think of it in the first instance, this ban on the XL bully?
I think it's put a scare out there through rescues and through the good owners of XL bullies. We do entirely agree the dog should be registered, a certificate, a proof of training, muzzled. That is happening in other European countries with restricted breeds. But to then go further and, you know, put this full ban on, it's like a mass murder, because right now there are every single day XL bullies are being just abandoned on the streets. You know, we're finding them every single day. We have guards, locals, people, whatever, all over the country calling about them. So, like, what? There's no place for them in pounds. There's no place for them in rescue. So how does the government think we're going to actually sort this problem out? And also, it seems to say no rehoming. So is that going to mean rescues can't rehome them, even though we would have them neutered, registered, you know, the certificate, proof of training, the whole thing?
So if someone decides on the foot of this impending ban, I'm going to surrender this dog to a charity like your own, what do you do with the dog? That's your question. Where do you put the dog?
Exactly. We have XL bullies right now, and they are the sweetest dogs. You know, we don't keep any dog that is dangerous to any people. Like, if it bites, but then we can't, you know. But we have very, very sweet dogs. There's bad people, bad dogs. You know, it's not fair to literally go, right, that's it, we're banning this. I don't think they've actually thought about this properly. I don't think Heather Humphreys has thought about this properly. The aftermath of what's going to happen. Plus, As it's just said there, we do need more dog wardens.
Yeah.
The Gardaí
James,
need more of them too.
James, can you answer that for us? What is going to happen when people surrender these dogs to the animal charities? What are the animal charities supposed to do with them then? Because they can't rehome them.
Well, according to the proposed legislation from the 1st of October, nobody will be in a position to sell or transfer any of these dogs. Yeah, so if they go into an animal charity, for example, they will either have to keep them for the rest of their natural lives, or they'll have to put them to sleep. That's going to be a very unfortunate circumstance, especially as Martina says, some of these dogs are come from good homes and may be good natured and so on. But I think there is a greater good, and the greater good is the protection of society, the protection of children, protection of all people in society. We know that children are particularly vulnerable to dog bites, and we've had circumstances in the last few years where children have been very badly bitten and have had to have reconstructive plastic surgery for the remainder of their lives. I think we are trying with this legislation to be fair, to be balanced, I suppose we're looking at incremental risk reduction on a population basis with this legislation. Yeah, I think that's as good as it gets.
It's a really tricky one though, Martina, for people who are in your business, because you're going to, I mean, what you do is you accept the dogs if you can, that's what you're there for and that's what you try to do, but now you're going to have to make a decision, as James says, you either keep the dog until the dog reaches the end of its life, or you say, well, we can't rehome this dog, so we'll have to put the dog down.
Yeah, I just think it's very bad that they are actually saying fair and balanced, because it's not fair and it's not balanced in any way, shape or form. If a rescue takes on one of these dogs, it should be up to the rescue to have it chipped in their name so they take on, you know, the life of this dog. And when they rehome that dog, like we rehome XL bullies, but we absolutely make sure that they are rehomed in the right place, that the person always says they have to do training and they have to wear a muzzle. It's in our adoption form.
But you won't be allowed to do that anymore. That's gone.
And this is why I think that they need to relook at this, because honest to God, there is going to be a huge issue. Are these people going to actually walk into some of the areas that are very scary areas that people will fight back? People could get hurt very badly. I'm telling you, wardens will be giving up their jobs in 2 seconds once they have to go into these areas. All right, it's very bad.
Well, we don't know how many XL bullies we have in the country, and they're in all sorts of areas, and we know that.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we'll
and
leave...
there's good people, you know?
Yeah.
There is good people.
We'll leave that one there, but we won't leave the topic, because we have Minister Martin Hayden with us, and we'll get his view on this in a moment. But Martina Kenny and James Madden, thank you both for joining us. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.